And we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere enough and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we're those people, and we've been having these conversations since college. Just not about this show.
Yes, the married, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight edition, and I hate reality shows.
You're going to love it when this is over, man. Just go ahead. You know you will.
Yes, I am going to love it when it's over. You're right. I'm going to love it when it's over.
Okay, wrong choice of words right there. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you hit the bell for notifications. And be sure to drop a comment. Now, we'd already had this out last night, but as you can see, I'm in a hotel room because I'm on the road. And of course, when you're out on the road, things happen. And so here we are, bright and early, Thursday morning, dropping this recap. And to tell you how we got here, because as you can tell, Terrell's not really a big reality TV fan. He made this deal with the devil a while ago, said he had never watched The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. And then lo and behold, along comes Matt James. Me being the great friend that I am, I watched that crappy show with him so that he wouldn't have to do it alone. And so him being the great friend that he is, he's watching one of my favorite shows. And here we are, Married at First Sight, four episodes in. How you feeling now, brother?
I hate it. They dragged this show out. You know, I've never watched this show before. They dragged this crap out. We are, what, four episodes in, a total of 9 hours, because the first one was 3 hours.
Yep.
9 hours, and we're just barely getting to the honeymoon. This is ridiculous.
We've gotten through one day of honeymoon. Like, God, it didn't even take them this long in real life to get to,
to the honeymoon.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. It is painful. It's just painful. I don't know why you like this show, but we'll talk about it.
You will understand. As we go through the season, you will understand. And I will say this. When they first started, they weren't dragging it out like this. But I understand why now, because obviously they've got sponsors, ad dollars. And if, you know, we get to that point, we'd be doing the same thing. You'd hear, we'll be back right after this. So let's go through all the couples, man. Overall thoughts on what you thought of the episode. Let's start with Brett and Ryan, your favorite couple.
Brett and Ryan. Well, Ryan still looks like a serial killer. So he's just a very awkward dude. I just don't understand. Even when he met with Brett's parents after the deal, he just has nothing to really talk about. I think that I still don't see. Well, I won't get into that, but they're just a weird couple. You know, Ryan meets with Brett's family, has no questions. Like, what do you want to ask us? I really don't have anything. And I'm like, you don't have anything that you want to know? I just find that weird. And then the fact that Brett is scared to fly, you could tell Ryan just has no F's for that. He's just annoyed. He's just annoyed by, I mean, he's just straight up annoyed by her. Like, she is not someone that he would have ever picked. And so I guess I get the concept of the show. Like, you put these people together, you're married. Now you have to, like, work things out compared to just walking away like you'd normally do in the dating world. I get it. But, yeah, Ryan is not feeling Brett whatsoever.
I'm right there along with you because he's awkward as hell, goofy as fuck. And, you know, how do you show up to meet the family and have absolutely nothing to ask? That means you have absolutely no interest. Like, well, we're just going to play it by ear. That's why you're still single, brother. You got to understand how to have some questions and want to know more. You want to know about the person. Even though I will say, as we get through some of the family members did not need to speak ever. But I will say that Ryan, he's definitely irritated by Brett. So I agree with you and everything you just said about them. And he definitely gives off that serial killer vibe still. You know, he has a serial killer smile, and he's definitely giving off, I don't need to know anything about my victim. I just need to know where you are.
Now, did you notice this? To me, it seemed like when they got out of their wedding clothes, no one took a shower. It just seemed like they all just got undressed and went to bed. I was like, y'all nasty asses, go take a shower.
We're going to talk about this on the next episode of Regular Guys Random Thoughts, because there are too many celebrities coming out talking about they don't take showers. We're going to definitely have to unpack that next week's episode, because Yeah, you might want to change your mind about who you want to meet from here on, these funky fucks. What's our next couple, Jose and Rachel?
Sorry, Jose just—he lost me when he offered to brush her teeth. I was like, "What is your deal, dude?" Like,
dude, he's like, just... I hope he was joking, and they come to find out, no, he's the real serial killer right here. Let me brush your teeth.
I'm just wondering, like, does she have, you know, yuck mouth? Like, is her breath hot? Is that why he asked that?
That could be it. Maybe he did that because, you know, if you look at him, he's got definitely his dental work is
perfect,
is
smile,
good, right? Exactly. Yeah. She doesn't have the perfect smile. And what does he see on that? Because you've seen this on people before, where the bottom row just looks a little, it could use a little extra attention. And maybe that's what he saw.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody, look, you're born with your teeth the way they are. You can get braces and all that if you want to, and you don't have to. It's your choice. But, you know, could she see an orthodontist or something? Possibly. But I just don't know if she has some serious halitosis or what. The fact that he said that, I mean, like, you know.
Hair.
Yeah. Hair.
Want some gum?
I don't think you're doing it right.
Seriously.
I don't think you're doing it right. Here, give me your brush. Yeah, that's just weird. they're still an interesting couple. I think some things came out around them that, you know, Rachel's very messy, especially inside of her car. And I can totally relate because I can't stand a woman whose car is just dirty as shit. Now, it's one thing if you have, like, toys in the back seat because you have kids. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, gross, you got, you know, Whataburger bags in the back of the seat that's been there for a week. That's just trifling. So I'm curious to see, like, if they ever show what her car looks like. But you could tell Jose wasn't excited about that. And then the fact that she's not focused on money. And, you know, he made that comment. And I get what he did, that, you know, he said,
you called it, though. You called it early.
Set us up financially. That way they wouldn't have to, if we got married, they wouldn't have to worry about that. So he has a couple houses he owns. His credit score is super important, which is great. That's not her. And so I'm curious to see what's going to be like when he actually finds out what her debt is. Because you can see it in his eyes. Because he does this move, his body language. Every time she says something he doesn't like, he takes a weird sip of water and just kind of looks away, just...
You know, they probably should have put him and Merla together. But I will say this. Rachel's mom and sister.
I don't think he has the backbone. He doesn't have the backbone for Merla.
No, he definitely doesn't. But Rachel's mom and sister, they're haters. They're definitely haters. Why would they do that to her? Why would they? I get it. But, you know, we want to let him know what he's getting into. No. Don't put that on him, because now his mind is just going, how nasty is this woman I just married? At least let him see first, because it may not be as bad as they make it seem. They may be neat freaks and she isn't. Maybe she's just a little messy, not dirty. But they made it sound like she was filthy, especially her car.
Yeah.
So it's like you said, if it's the water burgers under the seat and you walk in the car and you get in the car and you're like, what the hell is smelling in here? Then that's a problem. But if it's just, she's got one or two things in the car, then, and they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe you have one thing left in your car. Then, so I just think that they're haters and they shouldn't have done that. And I know, who knew that really and truly Jose was the real psycho? In that whole one to brush teeth thing, he's definitely the psycho. And I think that Rachel making it sound like it's so perfect early on is a clear sign that we've got some wonderful shit ahead of us and we're going to see this go downhill fast.
I'm sure Rachel's thinking, when he said, can I brush your teeth? She's like, mental note.
Speaking of mental notes, Gil and Merla.
Oh, it is so painful to watch. Painful to watch those two, because I think Gil's a good dude. What tripped me out is Gil opens his heart, tells a story about his dad. And I'm wondering if this is why they match them. Like, ooh, they have this in common, you know. But
right.
Tells a story about his dad. And she's just like, oh. He's like, what about yours? She's like, I'm ready to go to bed. I was like, damn, you were just heartless. You know, just heartless.
I've talked about it enough. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to bed. And so then the next morning when she tells her story, I'm like, oh, that's tragic too. But still doesn't help me understand why you're just so heartless. And then, you know, when they met her, yeah, and I thought, like, the guys that Merla had to meet with Gil the next day, you got the one dude that was like, you know, I've been a friend for 10 years, and when her dad died, I kind of took her in my wing as a little sister. I was like, no, you don't. You're just sweet dicking. You're just waiting for the moment that she's just like, you know, why don't we be together? That's what, to me, that's the vibe I got from that dude. He's just waiting for his time that she's going to be like, you know, I've been dating all these assholes. You've been my friend for 10 years. Why don't we date each other? And that's what he's been waiting for. And then, like, they were going to intimidate Gil because, like, Gil's a big dude. And so just the, I was just like, y'all aren't intimidating this man. This dude runs into fires. He's not scared.
He'd whoop all y'all asses in the
Yeah. Yeah. But you could tell, I felt like Merla was super fake with Gil's friends that he had meet with her. I just felt like she was just super, super fake.
You know, the fact that Merla finds it worrisome that he's not motivated by money, so she thinks he's not driven, is definitely a huge red flag. I mean, we knew this already, but it's just one of those things where she confirmed the fact that she thinks that he's not driven because he's not motivated by money. Like, everybody's got to be motivated by money. No, he never said he didn't want to have money. He's just not motivated by money. And I don't think she understands that concept, because to her, everything is about money. You know, well, I grew up poor, so I've got to have this and this, the nicest of this. And there's nothing wrong with wanting the nicest, but she is a complete nagger. It's N-A-G-G-E-R. Not dinger. No, but
yeah. But
the thing about it with her, I mean, because the way she complained about the place and, oh, my pool is better than this. Oh my God.
And it's an apartment pool. It's not like she owns the pool. She lives in an apartment complex that has a nicer pool. Calm it down. You didn't build it. But here's something interesting.
I can't hear the waves from here. I can't hear the waves.
Here's one thing I will say about Merla. I can relate to the not motivated or not liking somebody that's not motivated by money, because I'm motivated by money. I'm very driven career-wise, and a lot of it is money motivated, right? And I come across people that, you know, you have your standard 8-to-5 Monday through Friday job, and you've been making $45,000 a year for the last 5 years, and you're happy. I don't see how I couldn't do that. Like, I can't relate to that person, because I just like, this is weird. And if I were to date somebody, I don't think I have to date somebody that's motivated by money, but they got to have some type of drive and passion about something that motivates them. I get it, but I'm just saying, I get her for, keep in mind, they just met, you know, 48 hours ago. So for me, that would be hard if I was in that situation where I got married to a stranger and they're just like content with a basic 40-hour work week and not motivated by money, where I am. It would just be, that would be a hard transition for me.
That's not what he said, though. He just said here's the difference. And I get what you're saying.
No, I said motivated by money is what I'm saying. I get where he's at. I'm just saying it'd be hard for me to date somebody who has a Monday through Friday, 8-to-5, 40-hour week job, and that's it. At 5 o'clock, it's over. They walk away from it, where my life isn't like that. So it'd be hard for me to relate to that person.
Yeah. But see, it's not like I don't think that he's in like, oh, I don't want to make more money. He's like, I'm about saving money. Great. I'm not about spending it all the time. But here's the thing. That's not my motivation. Now, if you're a salesperson, yes, you better be motivated by money, because you work on commission. And I expect all my salespeople to be motivated by money. Now, I expect everybody else to also want to make more. But I don't need you motivated by money if you're talent, because at that same time, I need you to make better decisions based on other factors as opposed to the money. Yeah, you will be paid accordingly. Yes, you want to make more. Everybody wants to make more, right? But you don't have to be motivated by the money. And that's the difference. My salespeople, I want them motivated by money. My firefighters, nah, I don't want them motivated by money. I want them motivated by saving goddamn lives, okay? Now, we should pay them some more, but I don't need them motivated. Well, should I go in this building? Because there's $10,000 I need. No. Get in there and save some people.
Hey, you put a $20,000 bonus on firefighters for every fire they put out, we would never have the problems in California that we've been having. Fires be out like that.
But here's the problem. You do that, then it becomes, I need 25 next. I need 30 next. Motivated by money is not necessarily a good thing unless you're a Wall Street banker or you're a salesperson. If you're in the financial business, that's great. You're an investor, that's great. However, not in every aspect do you have to be motivated by money, and it doesn't mean that you're not driven. So I hate that about it. And, you know, two people who are obviously driven, Bao and Johnny, your thoughts on them?
That's the one couple I want to work. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
But yeah. I'm still not a believer. I just think Bao is... She's not a touchy-feely person. Not her whole family. When Johnny went to go meet her family, it's just the most weird, awkward, you know, meeting with them. You know, she didn't like his football jersey gift and made like a big deal out of it. I'm like, that's so little. I agree with Johnny. Like, that's little. And then when she broke out the Excel spreadsheet for how she packs clothes, I'm like, okay, that's just, that's ridiculous. I mean, okay. That is on a whole nother level.
It is. But here's the thing. And this is why they're a good match, because he's like, all right, so the minute she trusts me with the spreadsheet, that's what I know. She trusts me and she loves me. And I'm like, because he's just speaking in her language in that sense. To me, it's like, how can you not love them? I understand your fears, but I think they're going to be good, man. I think they are the strongest couple to come out of this one. And I could be dead wrong.
I think Johnny lied, though. I think Johnny lied. Oh. So when... But then, you know where I'm going. So they're laying in the bed, and he's just like having the sex conversation. You're like, so what are you into? And as bashful as Bao got, I mean, that tells me a whole lot. You know, when you talk about someone just hasn't hit her freak button yet. And then Johnny's like, I just like straight vanilla sex. I'm like, no, you don't, Johnny. You like some freaky shit. He was like, I don't like, you know, I don't want any dominatrix. I don't like anal. I think that's gross. Duty comes from this. And I'm just like, Johnny, you might want to do a little anal. Like, just set that up a little bit.
Here's the thing about that, though. I think he said, you may be right. He may have said that for her. And maybe he just doesn't like a lot of that stuff, too. I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, doesn't want to get down. It's just like, okay, but I think he said it for her. But you can't discount that she may have that freak side in her. And she may like some of that shit that he's like, yeah, I just like this. And she's like, oh, well, you're not ready for me. Thinking in her head. She's like, stay in front of the camera. Because she's like, no, that's actually where I want you to go first. Pick one. Pick a hole. Because she could surprise, well, she could shot the shit out of him. Like, all right, no, now you turn around.
Speaking of, she's like, time for you to get pegged.
Hey, it's Peggy Bundy time.
Yeah.
Speaking of freaks, Zach and Michaela.
Oh, Zach and Michaela. So we knew that it was about to be on and popping with them. Mm-hmm. I think they're the only couple who have, you know, gone all the way. I still stand by what I said last week, because Zach, when he met her sisters, his body language, again, comes across like he's just this perfect person. I'm just like, something shady about this dude.
Something's up.
And then the whole, you know, COVID thing. I was like, wait a minute. You just slept with her yesterday and this morning. Now you want to socially distance and wear a mask? I mean, it doesn't make a difference. If you got it, she got it.
You know, interesting thing about this is this the reason? Because we know that I'm watching them with a side eye, because I'm ready for them to hurry up and get to the drama, right? Because I know it's coming. And we're like, is this the reason? Because I thought that she would have had a different reaction when he first said, one of my friends caught COVID. My first thing would have been like, when's the last time you saw them? Because you're laying right next to me, motherfucker. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where is this the reason for the blow up? So I'm anxious for the blow up, right? The other thing I have, because I noticed this, when they're laying in the bed the next day, which this is the day after the wedding, so this not before they've done it yet, but why'd they show her that she got a booger in her nose? Why would they do that? Am I the only one that knows?
I didn't even see that. Yeah, I didn't even see that. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I definitely saw it. I was like, oh, why would they show that? But the other thing is, Michaela being possessive, I think, to me, is a definite sign. I mean, his reaction to it is crazier, because he's like, oh, well, that's good, because it shows that you care. And I'm like,
that you care.
No. when you got to nip those things in the bud. And I noticed that. So when I was in college, when I went off to Fayetteville State, after I left UTSA, I went to Fayetteville State. I remember a girl I was dating at the time, and I had one of those organizers, right? So she goes to get the organizer. We're just sitting down talking, and she goes to get my organizer and to flip through. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? She's like, what? I can't look at it? I'm like, no, I have nothing to hide. But, and I let her look through it. And it was at that moment I knew that's the mistake. You can't do that. Because now, once you establish that, now you can't come back from it. And it's not a matter of having anything to hide. It's a matter of privacy, right? And you got to respect people's privacy and people's boundaries. And some people don't. Like for me, I'm never going to go into your purse, right? The only purse I've ever gone into ever, and I didn't mean your purse, Terrell, but I mean, just to be clear, only purse I've ever gone into is my wife's purse, because she'll go, oh, go, but I'll never go in there on my own. If she's like, go in there and get this, because I used to bring her the purse. She's like, would you stop doing that? Go in my damn purse and get out what I wanted. Stop bringing me the whole thing. I'm like, I don't go into purses. I'm not going to invade your privacy that way. But yeah, so I think that's a problem, that possessive, and maybe that's where they blow up. It'll be interesting to see what the blow up is.
Here's the thing that Zach said is, do you lose interest quickly? Which is what Zach's history has been, is that he loses interest quickly. And so I'm wondering, is he going to enjoy this honeymoon and after a while I'll be like, not feeling this anymore? And the fact that you're with this crazy woman, because I'm sorry, possessive? I'm a little possessive. And then even when she was talking with her family, like, you know, I grew up with parents that didn't fight well and argue well, and so I don't want to do that. So I think, you know, all the stuff she was saying to his dad about how she would argue, I'm like, bullshit. I'm like, I don't slam stuff. I don't throw stuff. So I'm like, there's a preview of you losing your shit. So you are totally lying. But, and I think that blow up, I can't wait to see whatever it is and whatever caused it. But anytime I'm with somebody and they're like, well, I'm not jealous, I'm possessive, I'm like, ooh, red flag. Big red flag. Because I could see her losing her shit in a heartbeat.
And, you know, he was way too happy after. If every morning or every night is like this, hey, brother, that's not how it works. Let me explain to you something, and you should know this ahead of time. That's not how this works. That's the initial, and you should know that. And that's how it goes. It doesn't stay that way the entire time. You can work to it. But, hey, well, you know, like we said, firecracker. In a good way, and of course she's going to be a firecracker in another way, and we'll see that. Can't wait for that blow up. But we know Zach and Michaela, they got it on. Nobody else did, at least it doesn't seem like anybody else did. So my question to you is, who is next to get it on? Obviously, you don't think Bao and Johnny are going to be the next ones to get it on.
No, definitely don't.
Especially since she's like, you know, I thought you wanted to sleep in the other room so that you could get more sleep. He's like, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, Bao wants her space. She still wants the body pillow to separate both of them. It's going to be a while before they wind up doing the thing. And I think when they do the thing is when Johnny's going to lose interest, because he does not like vanilla sex. Johnny's a freak. He's just scared to tell her.
Bao probably is too. She's just... I'm just saying.
Okay, if Bao's a freak, she's like a freak, like dominatrix on the low. You know, so that's because she's still in charge and she's still running everything and it's not sensual. So
then again,
if she's a freak, that's where it's at.
She likes to lose herself. That may be where she wants to lose herself and give up control.
She's going to have Johnny all tied up. Just.
We're obviously not even going to talk about Gil and Merla because we know they're definitely not doing it. Jose and Rachel.
I think Jose and Rachel will be the next ones because, you know, Rachel told him, hey, don't bring those condoms with you. That's not how you make babies. So I think that she's planning to open up, literally. And so, so we'll just have to see about that. I was following Twitter, watching this show last night. And the comments people are saying about Jose, they're like waiting for his ex-boyfriends to like pop up and start making comments.
People are killing him on that.
They are slamming him on that. But I'm kind of like, oh, you're not showing me. I don't know.
Leave that man alone. I agree with you though. I think they're the next ones to do it because obviously she's like, yep, it's you know, that's not how you make babies. Which I think in his case, I'd slip a couple more back in there still just because I'm like, hold up. We got to get through everything else first before we really start talking about babies, right?
I got to see your credit. I got to see your credit score. I got to see your credit score before we start talking about babies.
Hashtag 750 score challenge. But the other part of it, I think, is here's the question I had. When she looked, because he throws those condoms in there, you look at them and you recognize those. I recognize those. Those are Magnums. Then she just go, you ain't fitting them shits. Take them out.
Hey. Don't hate. The dude could be packing heat. It's not like Magnums are only made for black men.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I never want to try to, you know, guess or determine the size of another man. You want to use Magnums? Use Magnums. Yeah. Use the basic Trojans. Use whatever you use. You know, use them. But If he's
get a rubber band, if tied he's on, packing, I mean, whatever it takes.
If he's packing some magnums, hey, you know, Jose, I think could it's be
pretty bold.
Maybe his credit score matches his length and girth.
Maybe the experts have overextended themselves throwing magnums in everybody's room. Like, yeah, no, never mind. Brett and Ryan, you think they're going to do it or not?
Not yet. So remember when they were getting that massage?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're kind of having that conversation, and Ryan's kind of like, well, hopefully soon, because I'm a very sexual person. You know, so Ryan, I know, wants to. Brett's, I think, is still filling it out. But I think Ryan wants to just because. He's like, yeah. I haven't, you know, been with somebody in a while. I'm married, so technically I'm supposed
to be
with you.
It's been a goddamn week.
Yeah. It's been 48 hours. Let's go.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah, because I'm sure, you know, Ryan probably hooked up with a cuddy buddy before the show started. But I know Ryan really wants to. I don't think Brett is ready yet. But
plot twist.
And Ryan doesn't
hooked up before the weddings.
Well, and it doesn't help Brett. It doesn't help Ryan when he says these weird things to Brett, where she starts to like be feeling him. When she was like, "Hey, I felt so much safer on the plane because I was with you. I know I don't normally like it, but being with you made it safer." And he was just like, "Yeah, it was awful." And I'm like, "Dude, she's trying. Shut your mouth." Because you know
he's talking himself out to draws and has no idea.
You're drying it up. You're drying it up. She'll start to get a little moist, and then all of a sudden he says something dumb, and it's like.
So I mean, as we look at all of these people now, and who's going to have the first argument? Because I think it's pretty obvious that there are a lot of arguments on the way, right?
But yep.
Who's going to be the first couple to argue? Just pick one.
Zach and Michaela.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Gil and Merla. And for the simple fact that I love the fact that Gil was like, yes, I do think you're high maintenance. And she was like, excuse me? It could be though. But then again, you know what? Their first argument may not be until he starts kissing his dog. So I don't know. You might be right in this one.
I don't think it's going to be Gil and Merla because Gil is a very straight shooter and just says what he thinks. And so does Merla. So it's not going to be an argument. They're just going to say some stuff and, hey, you deal with it. I think Zach and Michaela are going to be the first argument because, again, I think Zach is hiding something. I don't think that all this openness and all that stuff is real. I feel like this is like your representative. You know, as Chris Rock said, you know, you're dating the representative. You're married to the representative right now. You haven't seen the real Zach. And I think Michaela is someone who argues and loses her shit and can snap. So I think whatever, it's going to be something that could be small, but it's going to get blown out of proportion. So I think those two are going to be the first to argue.
Hercules, I can't wait. Hercules. I'm excited for this. I'm ready for next week's episode because, of course, as we get past, I think here it is. They stretch it out to four episodes. It should have been two, maybe three at the max. But now we're about to get into the meat and potatoes of the relationship and the breakdown of the relationships. I think this is when you're really going to take up to a whole nother level. So I'm excited for next week's episode. Yes, you are. Stop that.
No, I'm not going to take them to another level. It's just painful.
However, you will be watching, and we will be reviewing, we will be recapping, because we ride together, we die together.
I hate you.
Bad Boys for Life.
And for those listening, every time this show starts, I send Yanni a text that says, I hate you. So
yes. And I laugh. And go.
Yeah. No, this is amazing. 9 hours, 9 hours of my life has been sucked away, and we haven't got to the honeymoon. Ridiculous.
No, we're here now. So we're here now. And this is where the fun starts. Wait till they start.
Next week, the first hour is going to be like a recap of the past episode.
Don't jinx us. Let's move on before they actually listen to you this time. Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, definitely leave a comment so you can be registered for our Regular Guys Random Thoughts $100 giveaway that we do monthly.
It's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.